Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
Footy Spotlight, thanks to Rex Gorrell. Quality service, professionalism, competitiveness and a culture to exceed our customers' expectations. Time now to go inside the Collingwood camp. Great to have him on K-Rock Football again. He's K-Rock's own now. He's been with us a number of times through season 2020. Thanks to Prestige Jayco, to speak of Collingwood assistant coach Matty Boyd. Matt, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Ian Cohen, Ben Castanilia and Mark Neal alongside Tom King. Great to have you from Optus Stadium. Firstly, just talk to us about how you've settled into hub life in Perth after some time in Sydney.
There you go, boys. Thanks for having me back on again. It's been really good. The AFL and the footy club have done a great job in getting us settled up here in Perth. So, we've been really fortunate, the setup that we've got. Plenty of space, and it's the boys are enjoying their time so far. So, it's been a great start. Really happy with it.
Weather-wise, though, not your typical Perth middle of winter weather. Usually you get the nice, long, sunny days, and when you're at the Dogs, you would have loved getting to Perth, not just to play footy, but to I suppose, get a couple of days of decent weather. But it hasn't served that up yet since you've been there since last weekend.
Yeah, well, it hasn't been great, but we've had a few opportunities to get out and about and enjoy a bit of, it's a bit warmer than Melbourne, I must say. Even though it's been raining, 18 degrees is better than 12 or 11 in Melbourne. So we'll definitely take that. But it has been a little bit wetter than usual, but nothing that faces us too much.
You're based up at Joondalup, which is north of the Perth CBD. Can you tell us and our listeners how restrictive your quarantine is, which you're now, I think, 5 days into?
It's pretty restrictive in terms of our ability to get out of the compound that we're in. We only get certain clearance to leave for training days, and on those days, the time that we're allowed out is very restricted. So there's no contact with any of the staff at the resort. There's no contact with anyone outside the resort. So, it is restrictive in some ways, but in other ways, once we're inside the compound, as I've said, we're free to move around and interact with each other pretty much close to normal, albeit with the 1.5 metre rule that has become the new norm in society. So, we're really lucky. We've got green space. We've got access to some green space outside on the golf course. We're not allowed to play golf at the moment, but, we're able to go out and go for walks and whatnot. So it's been pretty good.
Matt, it's Ian Cohen. Thanks for joining us. I wanted to talk to you about one bloke who I reckon has gone beyond what appears to be five or six games. Isaac Quainer was so poised last weekend, coming off half-back. Really gave you some great delivery through the midfield as well. Who's been working with him? And he's come along in leaps and bounds, a 20-year-old.
I'd like to take full credit for Isaac, but I can't. Hayden Skipworth has done a really good job since coming to the footy club as our head of academy, or head of development, I should say. Him along with Scott Selwood, who people in Perth would be familiar with, but they worked really hard with Isaac. But really, the credit is always to the player, because they're the ones who invest in their own career and search for ways to continually get better. And Isaac's done that since the day he walked into the joint, really. And he came as a highly touted draft pick and highly talented, and talent only gets you so far, and it's his work ethic and his capacity to apply himself which has been the standout feature of him. So as coaches, we'd love to take credit for these guys' development, but it's really all about them. We give them the tools and they go out and use them. So it's all credit to him, mate.
For Prestige Jayco, Australia's number one motorhome dealer, speaking with Collingwood assistant coach Matty Boyd. Here's Mark Neild on K-Rock Footy.
Matty, good luck tonight. While we're talking about individual players, so last week I'm sure you clearly would have been pleased with the team's performance, particularly, you had to find some replacements for Howe, Sidebottom and DeGoey. That's pretty tough.
Yep.
Now, down the back end, it was interesting for me to sit down and have a look at the way that Darcy Moore and Brandon Maynard approached the footy. It was as if they thought, well, without Jeremy Howe here, we're the ones that need to do that intercept marking. Was that just the way it worked out, or was that something that you'd spoken about to them during the week?
Oh, not really. We don't really speak about that. We've got a bit of a mantra within the whole team of, you know, next man up scenario. So we've got a squad mentality. But we expect all our players to join in on defence and join in on offence. And everyone takes that responsibility pretty seriously. And when it's their opportunity to step up, they do that. So we'd like to think that we don't rely on individual contributors. You know, we love it when guys play well, obviously, but we do really rely on a system in terms of our defence and our offence. So just when there's 18 guys out there who are willing to join in, it makes our job as coaches a lot easier, that's for sure.
Oh, no doubt. And look, they all did it really well last week. I'm going to drill you a little bit more to see if I can get you to give me something on some individuals. I see it. Now, last week, now, Degoe back in the side. You guys threw Elliot in the middle a little bit more last week from a centre bounce point of view, and he seemed to have great impact. What does that do to that strategy with Degoe back in the side? Are you going to give Elliot a bit of a look in there, or do you say, listen, you did it once, now you just get yourself out of there and let Jordan do it? How's that going to play out?
Oh, well, what I think it does is it gives us great flexibility to be able to adapt to whatever the opposition throws at us, but we really want our players to be able to play to their strengths. Now, both Jordy and Billy are very dynamic, powerful athletes, and if we can mix up our midfield mix, then with some of those dynamic athletes, and we're prepared to do it, and it gives us gives us a few different options to choose from. So you'll probably get a mix of those guys in there at various stages tonight, which will be exciting for the fans.
Oh, absolutely. And look, I can't wait actually to have a look at it, because you've got some reasonable opponents in there, you know, Dangerfield, Selwood, these types of characters, Gary Ablett for a bit of a cameo.
Yeah, they go all right.
Yeah, they go right, mate. They do. Now, listen, you're answering these questions pretty well. I'll have one more crack at you, and then I'll let you go, and you can have a breather.
Yeah, go for it.
Righto, mate. Now, listen, the last 3 weeks, Geelong have gone berserk with hanging on to the footy. Like, seriously, you're talking that they had 80 more disposals last week than their opposition. The week before, they had 70 more. The week before that, they had 50.
Yep.
If they get the footy, how are you getting it off them? What's the plan?
Yeah, well, hopefully we can deny them the footy in the first place. And I think really, if you can get some dominance around stoppage and clearances and be really strong in the contest, then you deny that ability for them to possess the ball at the source. So that's going to be a real focus for us tonight. But we understand that their MO in terms of moving the ball is very much around the kick mark, find the free and shift the ball up the field. So, yeah, we're well aware of that. We've got our plans in place that defensively that hopefully we can get up and stop them shifting the ball as freely as they've done so. I'm not going to give you all the plans because that'd be
no, that's fair. No, you've done really well. Thank you.
We're pretty keen to try and deny that as much as we can.
Thanks, mate. I'm sure Bucks will be here. He'd be happy for you to let us know on paper. He'd be fine.
Yeah, you want any matchups as well, or while I'm at it?
Pull one back, Gully. Sure, no problem. Matt, what about, have you found the secret or the reason or why it is that you guys have been, you know, white hot out of the blocks, first 20 minutes, scoring plenty, and then haven't necessarily been able to maintain that same rage right across the, well, it used to be 100 minutes of footy, it's now 80 minutes of footy, and have sort of not limped home, that would be unfair, but, you know, you've been challenged towards the latter parts because we know the Cats have come home with a wet sail plenty of times.
Yeah, I mean, the Cats are the best two-quarter team in the comp, so I think they're almost double their opponents in that quarter in terms of score, so... we're hoping that we can get off to a really good start in the first quarter and continue that. And we're going to have to get out of the box again in the second half. So we're not quite sure on why that is. We're really happy that our boys turn up and are ready to go from the start. And it's been a bit of a mantra of ours throughout the whole sort of pre-season to make sure that we start training really well, we start games really well. So from that perspective, we're really happy. Do I know the reason why we're not sustaining that at the moment? No, but we're trying to work through a few things and make sure that we continue to press once we've had that good start. So I think last week was better. We sort of played for a bit longer in that first half, and then became pretty dour after that. So hopefully we can extend that even further this week.
Yeah, it'll certainly be tested tonight, no doubt about that. And just to quickly, young Will Kelly, goal on debut, absolutely brilliant. And then obviously had the late elbow injury after flying for a
yep.
hanger. Where's he at the moment, and how do you confront how do you put your arms around a young man like that?
Yeah. Oh, it was really tough. We're both thrilled for Will that he was able to have a really good contribution to his first game. Probably our fast start. He kicked the first goal of the game for us, so that was great to see. But he went into surgery during the week. He's back in Melbourne. So, I mean, it is tough in this current environment to get around him because we're all up here. But the footy club and the players and individuals within the footy club will certainly reach out to him and make sure he feels loved and cared for in this difficult time for him. But great that he got his first game, but not ideal the way it finished.
Matt, we're very isolated in the K-Rock hub, but some word filtering through to us potentially that John Noble might be a late inclusion. Is there anything you can give us on that?
No, we're going in unchanged as far as I'm aware. So when do the teams go? I'm not even sure.
Half an hour they go in.
Yeah, no, we're going the way we've been named.
Matt, you mentioned before that you haven't quite got a handle on the consistency or inconsistency of an AFL team. If you ever do get the remedy for that, maybe we should switch you over to trying to find a vaccine for coronavirus, because you've probably got more chance of finding that. And look, my question is nothing to do with the footy. Now that you're locked over there in Hubba Bubba, who's the one player whose personality is perfectly suited to life in the Hubba Bubba, and who's has the personality that is absolutely climbing the walls in the Hubba Bubba?
The Hubba Bubba, yeah, good. I heard that one. That's good. I reckon you mentioned his name a bit earlier, but Braden Maynard is certainly suited to getting up to all sorts of mischief within the confines of the hub.
Right.
So he's very cheeky and very mischievous, and so the boys certainly enjoy having him around the place. On the flip side, geez, I don't know. You see, some guys like to go for long walks by themselves, so maybe that's an indication that they want a bit more space. I'm probably one of those guys. I enjoy a bit of alone time, but not getting too much of that at the moment. It's been good fun. We've had a good time so far.
Well, Matty, we really appreciate your time. Obviously, Hub Life is going to extend. You'll go back to Queensland to finish off the home and away season at some stage in the next couple of weeks after you play Frio and West Coast. And it's tough darts at the moment, but everybody's doing what they can do to get this AFL season done and dusted, because really the industry relying on it. Great to talk with you, Matty, as always. We wish you the very best of luck tonight. Thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy.
Good on you guys. Have a good call.
Matty Boyd joining us tonight, thanks to Prestige Jayco, of course, Australia's number one motorhome dealer. The Collingwood assistant coach being good enough to join us.
Prestige Jayco, pre-game interview.